Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes from the Biden administration, and how it could affect your retirement? Then listen to Another Money Show with J.R. Rochford and Anthony Correo. Learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. Another Money Show every Saturday at 4 p.m. on 960 The Patriot. Schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now by calling 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Welcome, everybody, to Another Money Show. Good day, Anthony. How are you?
Wonderful. So what are we talking about? Who are we? What is Another Money Show, JR? Tell me about this.
Well, we think one thing that the world is starving for is another money show. There's not enough of them, so we thought we're going to add to the mix here. Sam, how are you?
I'm good, guys. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be producing Another Money Show because I think you're right. I think the world needs another money show, and I think what we're bringing is a lot different than the money shows they have been hearing. So stick around and listen to another.
You know, one thing too, before we start, I know that as financial guys, we can't pat ourselves on the back. We can't give testimonials, but we can give a testimonial for Sam. Sam is the greatest producer on the earth. So if you're hearing him for the first time, he's for hire. Let us know. We'll let you borrow Sam. So
yeah,
let's get into it.
Put up with us.
Right? If you can put up with us, you can put up with anybody. So let's start getting into it. I guess where we need to start is a little bit of a history. You know, we're a different animal. We're a fourth generation, fully independent financial services firm located out of Sun City, Arizona. We are statewide. We do have clients in different states also. A little bit of a heavy military client base. I'm a Desert Storm veteran. I'll get you way back. I actually went to an all-boys Catholic military boarding school. So talk about veteran from a young age. So, I went through college on the GI Bill, did a few things in life. And my father, who was in the practice in Illinois, moved to Arizona to retire. So not a big golf guy, not a TV guy, winds up buying a book of business out here in Arizona. I'm working for an elevator company. My father gets sick. He winds up with a little bit of cancer, actually a lot of cancer, stage 4. He's at St. Joe's downtown on liquid morphine, just comfort care. And he asks my brothers and me if somebody would come in and take over his practice. So I'm the only one that says yes. And my thinking is I'm never going to lie to my father on his dying bed. I lied to him enough growing up. So I kind of thought on his deathbed, I'll give him a break on the lying.
Yeah, that's nice of you to, I'm going to be a good son now. Now towards the end, like, let me make up for all the other 50 years of mistakes.
Right. Especially if you can come down and haunt me later. So long story short, I'm working for an elevator company and I'm like, well, I'm not going to lie to my father. I will come into the business, but when he passes on, I'm going to find a representative that we trust. You know, I knew a lot of his colleagues and I'll get somebody that we trust to take over the book of business. And I go back to the elevator company. So making the long story a little bit longer, he winds up, this
Should
guy
we,
was stage four
cancer. This? Like, if we're going to have a constant radio show, not one of JR's stories will be short. I mean, make this long story longer by prefacing that's going to be short, and then I'm just going to keep going.
But we have an hour. This is going to be easy.
Yeah. I mean, if this is going to be an intro show where they get to know you, I figure we should, get that out of the way.
That's a good point. Well, they'll get to know us over the weeks and months. This is going to be so engaging, so interesting. People are not going to be able not to hear this stuff. Anyway, so my father just doesn't pass away. So they wind up getting hospice involved and, you know, how it was going to go was when he was ready to go home, they were going to stop feeding him, but that just didn't happen. So we wind up working together for 11 years. And fast forward to here recently, about 4 years ago, I started worrying, what if something happens to me? And it, yeah, I mean, my name's on the door. This is, again, this is a family practice. So my wife, Sandy, and I have three boys. We have his, hers, and ours. Ours is 17, almost 18. So in the future, you may get to meet Jay. But for today, you're going to meet Anthony. Anthony is hers. I do not claim Anthony. Obviously, as we talk over each other, you'll know we're even in separate rooms. And I don't want to bring up Chris Rock and Will Smith, but Sam split us up because he thought the odds of one of us striking the other one were pretty great. So we're actually in two different rooms now.
Well, talking. I mean, it's a family business. Like, wouldn't you expect that from a family business? Nobody likes each other when they work with family.
No. And the worst thing you can do is loan money to friends and work with family. We all know that.
So, are you going to give me that $10 back, or?
That's not going to happen. I don't really believe in money. I don't believe in the currency, the fiat dollar. It's not going to happen.
Ooh, so, we're going to talk about that later too, aren't we?
We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to get into cryptocurrencies. We're going to get into weird stuff. You know, working in Sun City, we have to keep our, we have to keep our finger on the pulse of cryptocurrencies and pot stocks and all kinds of bizarre things that my grandfather would be rolling in his grave to know that we have to address. So let's to finish up the background. I was working on you, Anthony, for what, about 2 years, trying to get you to come in, and something just went like real that. Slow. But give me an idea. What's your background?
My background? So I had no interest in joining the family business because I am not a salesman, but apparently I'm social enough to not sit behind a desk. I went to ASU. I got a degree in industrial engineering, which, come to find out, is a glorified business degree because I cannot engineer anything. I'm the worst train conductor out there. But I worked in the field for 7 years, and it was a lot of cost savings initiatives, return on investment. You know, you don't make the product itself. You handle the processing of it, and how do you do it most cost efficiently? So it's been quite a smooth transition joining your practice, you know, way more than I thought, because now I'm just doing what I used to do for corporations, but for individuals. But graduated in 2012, worked in the industry for about 7 years, but, you know, sitting behind a desk all day and, you know, not really having that engineering personality, being way more social. JR tried to get me to come into the office for a long time, and I just said no, I mean, you go through all that schooling, all that training. I was like, well, I'm just going to throw it all away and join the family practice. But obviously, you know, the conclusion to that story, because here I am now. But I, you know, like I said, never had any interest in this, but I really believed in what JR did and how he treated people and, you know, his process. We think a lot alike. You know, he's my stepdad, but if you met my mom, you would actually think she was my stepmom and I'm JR's kid. But I think that's just because my mom is very nice and sweet. And then, you know, there's us too.
Hey, I take that kind of, I don't know what that means, but I don't like it. And by the way, I do think that you and I are more in line when we get divorced, not me and you, when your mom and I get divorced, who gets you? Can you stay with me and then see your mom every other weekend?
Yeah, she gets visiting rights. I think that's how it works.
So yeah. And I don't want to make jokes about your mom. She's my second to last wife. So I have to be careful here.
Oh, don't worry. She won't. She hears enough from you. She's not going to listen to this show. She won't know.
Right. You know, anybody listening right now, they're like, I thought this was a show about money.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about money at all.
No, money's boring. I say we don't. I say we go back to Will Smith and Chris Rock. I think that's more exciting.
Wait, you know, they're actors, right? You say nice things about you. Does that count as a testimonial? Are we going to have to count that out?
Are
we
going to
compliance issue? Can we do a shout out to our buddy, Karen Quill? We told her we would give her a shout out.
Oh, boy. Is that the compliance person? I'd be really careful with that. I hear compliance people are kind of strict.
It's like dealing with HR people.
Whatever we say here today, if we slam,
Sam's already not shaking his head. He's like, "We're gonna edit all of this. You guys are getting cut out and kicked off. We're already getting kicked off the radio. We've just barely started."
Well, that's a good thing. Let's start out with some controversy here locally.
So, what are we gonna talk about?
Well, we're gonna talk a little bit about we hit our background. I mean, as you know, we're on 960 AM, The Patriot. So you probably have gathered. Some of this may seem to lean kind of financially conservative. You know, we look at the world. I mean, we look at the world morally, spiritually, financially, physically. There's so much in the direction of the world that needs to be addressed. So although the show is just another money show, we are going to be talking about all kinds of stuff, because next to your health, your money may very well be the second most important thing you have to deal with. So we're going to help you deal with it.
We have so much. I feel like a lot of what we see too, I mean, it's old rules of investing. It's all the same stuff. The rule of 72, the rule of 100, living off 4%. I mean, everybody's telling you the same stuff. You can read in a pamphlet, but nobody's really looking at the world around you and how you invest for that. So I know
we are going to do that. We are going to show you what is wrong with the old ways of investing. We're going to talk to you about things that are going to make you go to your advisor and say, "Hey, I heard this from these two idiots. I need to know more." So we're going to wake up some people. That's our main goal. We say another money show sarcastically. This is going to be a little bit different for you.
Yeah. So we get a lot of, you know, people saying that we're doom and gloom, and it's not like we mean to be doom and gloom. It's just, there's a lot of weird stuff out there. So who is it? We've got a client recently. He's like, "All right, you keep claiming that there's all these things wrong." He's like, "Give me 10 examples." So that's going to be something. We put together a little presentation for him and some of his friends, and we talked about 10 examples. So we always call them the 10 pillars. I think that's what he called them. Do you want to keep calling them that?
I don't care.
10 issues, things to look at.
When you just said the word doom and gloom, you know, people in this world are starved for positive news. They get a lot of doom and gloom if they watch the news, if they listen to anybody. So let's hit it this way. You know, I've always considered myself a realist. I'm not an optimist. I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist when it comes to helping people with their money. So doom and gloom, if the world around us is bringing us doom and gloom, we're going to try to give you ideas to get around it, get under it, get over it, find a way around it. We're going to be positive. We're going to give you a positive spin on what's potentially pretty negative stuff around us. And yeah, I mean, later on today, let's talk a little bit about the 10 pillars, because over the next upcoming weeks, we want to break that down. We do want to dig into the things you need to focus on to protect and grow your money.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we can, you know, list it out and kind of set the stage for what this show will be like in the future.
Amen. I think we're going to have fun too. I think this will actually be fun.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you again shortly.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist.
Welcome back to segment two of Another Money Show with Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford of Rochford & Associates, and our buddy Sam Davis as our editor and coach and, you know, the adult of the program who already yelled at us. Yeah, he's already said you guys were very boring in that first segment, so show us more personality. So we're going to see if we can do that.
This is our very first show. I mean, I think a little bit of nerves are in order. We'll smooth this out.
I mean, he could have been nice about it, though. He was shouting. He was like Bobby Knight out there throwing a chair across the office. I was like, the physical abuse. Luckily, he turned the camera off. Jeez.
But in all fairness, I enjoyed it. So you're good, Sam.
Usually you have to pay extra for that, right?
Right.
Oh, I like it. You guys are giving me a lot of titles. So I'm just going to get busy updating my email signature while you guys do segment two.
Right. You can be one of those like financial advisors with all the alphabet after their name. That's just going to be you.
Yeah. Just to show everyone. Yeah. This is how credentialed I am.
So
you're too good at your job. Yes. JR.
How about we actually give people something they can use right now? I was thinking during the break, why would anybody want to listen to us? I mean, obviously we're going to try to make a heavy subject kind of lighthearted. It tends to be depressing for sure. I mean, most people, you know, when you hear the old thing about you take more time planning your annual vacation than you do your retirement. Well, that's really true. And I guess why is that true? Because it's uncomfortable.
They're fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, and people are really, we have a very short attention span. I mean, people in general, it's like, you know, we have a little trouble focusing. I blame that somewhat on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Oh boy, are we going to get sued?
Well, that's one of the pillars. One of the pillars of things that we're worried about, social media.
So we're going to get sued by that anyway. So why not get it up front here? So thank you for joining us on our first and last show. Thanks a lot, Facebook. So with attention span, I mean, just, you know, thinking a little bit about it right now. When's the last time you heard anybody talking about Afghanistan? What about the Haitians under the bridge in Texas? What about the cargo ships? Do we still have like 100 cargo ships off of Long Beach? I mean, we have an instant gratification society. It's just next, next, next.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, we were just talking about that, the Will Smith, Chris Rock thing. What was the other big thing
that
happens like, you know, the same time and nobody was talking about it?
What happened? Nobody. I know that our country on February 1st went $30 trillion in debt and I couldn't find it on the news. Is that a big deal? Should we, over the weeks and months, should we talk about the debt, the deficit, the $30 trillion in debt?
Oh, that should definitely be on everybody's mind. I mean, no country has ever. What I love most about this is if you ran your personal finances as poorly as this country runs theirs,
you would be in such
terrible, terrible shape. Like your friends would look down on you, your parents would disown you, but it's okay if the government does it, but you can't do it.
That's why I make sure I have your friends.
Bootstraps. Yeah, what was it? You said like a month or 2 months almost to the day. It went from $29 trillion to $30 trillion in debt.
Yes. Well, I was looking at a presentation I did in 2017, October of 2017, and we had recently tipped over $20 trillion in debt. And I remember thinking, you know, I know it's been almost 5 years, that's a milestone. I mean, that's going to get people talking. Well, it didn't. And then you and I, Anthony, were in a training session on December 1st of 2021, so not that long ago, and the debt tipped It tipped $29 trillion, and that was on December 1st of 21. So fast forward 2 months, February 1st of 2022, it went from 29 to $30 trillion. And I that morning, I mean, I was scouring, looking for news on it. And unless you go into pretty targeted financial pieces, you couldn't find anything about it. It's insane.
But what does $30 trillion in debt even mean? It's just a casual debt.
It's a 30 with 12 zeros behind it. You know, it was a big deal years ago when we got to people talking about billions. You know, billions is a big number. A trillion. I mean, think about that. You know, what is rich? What do people want to be rich? Well, what's a rich? It's $1 million. I want to have a paid off home. You know, if I live in Sun City, Arizona, I want some sort of a Buick. I want a paid off home. I want $1 million. So 1,000 millions is a billion. Think about that. If you took 1,000 millionaires, that's a lot of millionaires, and put them in a room, now you have a billionaire. So 1,000 billions is a trillion. And we, you know, I mean, coming up sometime here in the future, we'll break this all down. Like how many seconds ago, you know, if you take a trillion seconds, how long is that? I'll give you a hint. I'm just
going to start counting now while you tell this story. So 1, 2, 3, keep going. 4, 5.
When you get to a trillion, I'm going to start talking again. So prepare yourself. So yeah. And I will tell you, I mean, when I think about what we have to say to people, we do have to give some bad news. I mean, think about what's going on, you know, with the world, healthcare, borders. I mean, there's stuff that people have to worry about. It comes at us. So if you, the old sales thing, if you show me 10 different things that I could buy and they're all perfect for me, I'm probably not going to buy one. Why? Not because they're not all perfect, because I'm afraid I'll make a mistake. So if you hit me with 10 different things in the world going on, I'm just going to change the channel. It's just too much. I don't want to focus on one, but I should have focused on this one. I don't want to focus on this and it should have been this. So we, again, with our short attention spans, with our overwhelming amount of information, it's like, you know, in this job, I thought my job would be obsolete. 20 years ago, I thought, well, the internet's going to replace me. People don't need me. And my father was like, no, you're misunderstanding. People can get information. What they're starving for is advice. So, and look at, go on WebMD. You know, you have your toe hurts half an hour on WebMD. You've got, you're pregnant. You've got problems with everything under the sun. It's information. You know, people need advice more than they need information.
Oh, that's beautiful. I like that. Now it actually sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Sweet. Oh, wait, was that a testimonial? Knock it off, Anthony.
Now we're getting canceled again.
Oh, boy. What do you think, Sam? Are we on the right track? Is this going to be engaging and entertaining for people, or do we need to cut this?
Are you happy again?
Look, I think you guys are doing a fantastic job, and we're so happy to be, you know, on the air having a conversation, you know, not just with each other, but with the listeners as well in Phoenix. It's so cool to be a part of Sun City and Phoenix. You know, just thinking about the national debt, you know, I've done a lot of research about the national debt. I know what the national debt is. I can go to debtclock.org, but, you know, I still have a hard time understanding, what does that even mean? Is that something that we need to pay off? Is that like the country has a mortgage or whatever?
Well, I want to kind of put that into perspective too, because the GDP of the country is about 20 trillion. GDP is, you know, about income that we're bringing in here. So imagine you're bringing in $200,000 a year, right? I mean, that's a good amount of money, but you have $300,000 in debt, and not like good debt, mortgage debt. I'm talking like credit card, terrible, terrible debt. So great, you're making $200,000 a year. That's a good amount of money, but you have just this massive amount of debt. Now, what are you going to do to schedule? What are you going to do to plan to start paying that down? Well, you can't run at a deficit. That means each year your budget can't be more than what you're bringing in. We're not trying to make a budget as a country. We're just spending more money. Actually, in the next segment, because I think we're getting ready for another commercial break, I want to talk about that because there's something really interesting. I can't find my notes on it, but we're going to talk about the public pension system.
So welcome back to another money show. Just what we all needed, another money show. Anthony, right before we went to break, you were talking about pensions. Tell me
more. Yes. All right. So I found the paperwork. So this is what we're talking about, national debt, and how we're going to eventually be talking how money really doesn't mean anything because it's a fugazi, right? That's your favorite line from that sweet movie Wolf on Wall Street.
Wolf on Wall Street, a lot of people think that that's exaggerated, but it's not. I mean, how many cars have you crashed in the last week alone? I mean, that movie.
Like 4 or 5. Yeah, no, I don't. I just lease them now. I go to a rental car and just, you know, crash them all day. So let's get back on topic. We were talking about pensions and money being meaningless. So I found what I wanted to read from you. So this is the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, and this is on their website. So essentially what this is this is like the FDIC insurance, but for private pension plans. If they fail, this is our government's backup. So let me have a reading from the PBGC Annual Performance and Financial Report 2020. This is a message from the director, and I'm reading this verbatim from the website. The multi-employer insurance program continues to face a crisis that threatens the retirement security of millions of Americans and is highly likely to become insolvent in 2026. So this is in 2020. He's saying in 6 years, we're done. We're out of money. So it gets worse. Let me read on. The multi-employer insurance program remains severely underfunded with a negative net position of $63.7 billion compared to $65.2 billion a year earlier. So that's saying we're going to be broke in 6 years, but we're already negative $63 billion in the hole. So I would love to be negative $63 billion in the hole, but also not broke or poor. So I don't know how they say, you know, they're going to be insolvent in 6 years when they're already in the hole that much.
So part of the problem with the whole pension thing being insolvent, underfunded, you're in a day and age where, you know, the big buzz, nobody's talking about pensions yet. We can't get to that. We're talking about the underfunded and the unfunded liabilities, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. You know, Social Security is a big Ponzi scheme. Sorry, government.
I'm going to read from the Social Security highlights too. We're going to pull some of their financial reports because that's good reading. It goes on to say, it remains clear that the legislative reform is necessary to avert insolvency, and PBGC continues to provide technical support for policymakers, stakeholders, and plan advisors. So that sounds pretty doom and gloom, right? It gets better though, because it complete 180 in 2021. Oh yeah, no, because all this doom and gloom, we're billions in the hole. Well, guess what? They fixed all of their problems in 1 year. So let's have another reading from a message from the director from the PBGC annual performance and financial report of 2021, right? So we just said that we're insolvent and we're in the hole. This is going to make more sense when we get into how money and all this stuff is all fake. For the first time in almost 20 years, both the PBGC's multi-employer program and single employer program have a positive net position in the fiscal year end. Didn't we just last year, we read that they're insolvent and they're $68 billion in the hole, right? We just read that. So now, for the first time in 20 years, it's everything is gravy. The multi-employer program's positive net position of $481 million. So there's $68 billion in the hole, but now they're positive half a billion. At the end of fiscal year 2021 is a sharp contrast to the negative net position of $63.7 billion at the end of fiscal year 2020, a drastic improvement of $64.2 billion. So how did that happen? In 1 year, how did they go from being completely bankrupt to having a positive net return?
They bought Tesla stock.
If we had all just bought Tesla stock. So it says right here, fiscal year 2021 marks a significant milestone for the multi-employer program with the enactment of the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021.
Money printing. Oh. I didn't even think of that.
Now, who are the people that have just printed these billions of dollars to save this pension plan?
Those aren't people that are $30 trillion in debt by any chance, are they?
I'm fairly positive. I mean, I'm no expert in the matter, but I'm pretty sure that's where it would have had to come from. Unless they just started printing their own money. Maybe they made their own cryptocurrency. And now they're finally.
We better go to break. You're making my head hurt.
All right, so we're going to come back soon after another commercial break, and we're looking forward to telling you more.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
You can find us at rochfordfinancial.com. Soon we'll have a website just for the radio show. And you can also reach us at 623-523-0444. Jared's got his hand up. This is radio. They don't know you have your hand up.
Whenever there's problems, we find solutions. You know, we help one family at a time, and we better their situation. So, you know, when Anthony used the word doom and gloom, if you feel that way, let's do something about it. I mean, what we want to bring you is reality.
Our whole goal with this is to give you that education on things you may not be seeing. You might not be hearing from your financial talk shows. We want to give you everything out there. All the knowledge we have, we want you to have. So if we've piqued your interest at all, should we give that number again?
No, not yet. Oh, Sam's nodding yes every time you give your number.
Sam, you don't know what you're doing. Sam's the genius here. That phone number again is 623-523-0444. Yeah, we have not been promoting anything really during this show. We've just been talking about, doom and gloom.
Well, one good thing about us, I mean, nobody can argue with this. We may not be the smartest people in the room. Well, we are really. I mean, Sam.
Well, I'm the only one. We're
the only ones in the room. So that
the bar's set real low, though.
Right. But one thing about us, we have such a passion for this industry, for this world, for the finances of the world. So over the weeks and months, you're gonna pick up on that, and hopefully, we change a few people's way of thinking. if nothing else, we're going to have you having the right things to research and look up.
Yeah, believe it or not, with all this doom and gloom, there are solutions. There are stuff that's smart investing and just smart things you can do with your money. I mean, right now, we're talking about paying off debt. Paying off debt doesn't pay advisors anything, but being able to get under their radar and just not owing anything to anyone. Or, you know,
really,
you could run your debt like the government and just, you know, keep throwing it up there and then printing more money and hoping for the best, because that worked out for Rome, right?
Rome, bread and circuses. We're there. Yeah, we're there.
A world power today, isn't it? After it took over, what, you know, 90% of the world, the known world at the time.
So in paying down debt, a lot of times, you know, we tell people when you're not sure what to do financially, do nothing. You know, I mean, a lot of times the right answer is to go real slow. Do things you always should have done. Save a little bit more than you spend. Pay down your debt. Live within your means. You know, I see some of these younger people coming in. Anthony, some of your friends. And these are people we care about. You know, they have tattoos. They have the full sleeve. They've got the $1,200 newest phone. They put their money in a lot of ways. They don't come in asking us for a Roth IRA. They don't come in asking us, you know, what should we do about this 0% financing over here? What should we do? So we're gonna help. We're gonna help people.
We should talk about Roths. We should probably have a whole segment on Roths. I love Roths for as long as we can have them still, because they've already talked about cutting those, the back end conversions, or what is it, the
backdoor Roth, the conversions.
Backdoor Roth.
So, oddly enough, I came in 1998, the same year that Senator Roth launched the Roth. You know, basically, we're not saving enough money as a people. Let's help people. So, you know what the biggest problem with the Roth IRA is?
Tell me.
Not enough people know about it. Not enough people are doing it. As a financial advisor, you know, I'm buying demographics lists. I'm looking for sports stars and movie stars. I'm looking for where the money is because I need a new boat. So if you're really talking to people that want to help anybody, they are educating you. If your income is too high, you're talking about conversions. If your income's lower, if you're younger, we should be talking to you about Roths. We let's not do it today just because we need a whole show on it. But yeah, we're definitely going to talk about Roths. We're going to talk about good, solid financial solutions for people. But you know, we don't have a lot of time left. So why don't we talk a little bit about the 10 pillars? Why don't we talk a little bit about, a little more doom and gloom, a little more reality. We need to pique people.
Tell you what we're going to tell you.
We're going to tell you what we're going to tell you. Have you ever noticed that that's usually what TV and radio does? We're not going to tell you anything. We're just going to tell you what we're going to tell you coming up next. We're going to keep telling you what's coming, but we're never going to tell you.
I had a professor in college who was always, when we were writing papers, you know, tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them what you told them, which would be a really good setup if we had any sort of organization to this. Sam tried. It's like herding cats, and we didn't listen to him at all. So now this is what you guys get.
Sam.
Hopefully you enjoyed. If you've listened this far, I mean, if you've heard all those other segments and you've stuck around, like, God bless
you. Good for you. Congratulations.
Power to you. Yeah, thank you.
And Sam actually put together an outline for us. And how closely, Anthony, would you say we followed, Sam, our life coach's outline?
Zero.
Exactly. Exactly. But Sam's going to get used to us, and we'll get used to Sam. And we still love you, Sam. So let's talk a little bit about the 10 pillars. Let me list them first for you. Some of the things that you need to watch out for: debt, deficit. Again, we mentioned $30 trillion of debt. We are going to break down what that means, how we think it ends. We can compare with other countries that had proportionate issues and how it ended. We're going to talk about financial markets. You know, it's heavy on people's mind right now, the volatility. You know, we can dig into that. High frequency trading computers, manipulation, stock buybacks. There's so much to talk about. We're going to talk about taxes, you know, tying in with the Roth IRA. Why do we need a Roth? Well, because you're managing your future taxes. So taxes are
like
definitely
knowns or unknowns. Because what was we talked about? Old school rules of thought is your taxes will be cheaper in retirement. You'll be making less money. You'll be in a lower bracket. But what kind of debt did we have as a country when those rules were put in place?
Well, and it's supposed to be that way. We're supposed to get a break when we get older, but you've got people worried about taxes being higher and Social Security being depleted, and there's just so much. So moving on, we have to worry about inflation. I mean, look around you. There's definitely inflation. Have you bought gas or food lately?
You know, you mean transitory inflation?
Transitory. That word's gone. Strike that word. It was transitory. Now it's probably here for a while.
So the Fed lied to us about it being transitory?
They didn't lie. They didn't lie at all. They just wanted
to... Oh, no. They just decided to come back and be like, no, just kidding. It's not transitory. Just like we're not working on a digital currency.
And I stand up for the Fed because I really don't want to be sued by the Fed. So inflation. What about hyperinflation? Have you ever heard of Venezuela? I mean, you know, this country... no offense to myself or anybody included, but we are so fat, lazy, instant gratification. If we have inflation that becomes problematic, if it goes towards hyperinflation, we are going to panic. Things are going to get weird. So do I think it's headed that way? Obviously, I do not. I hope not. My reading a year ago or so, what I found was we need about a 64% tax bracket across the board if we get Medicare for all. So unfunded liabilities, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, pensions. You brought up the pensions, private, public. They're all stressed. I'd say the word broke, but you know, some are in better shape than others. The class system, the middle class. I mean, when you look at all these influences, the wealthier, look during the virus, the wealthier have gotten much wealthier. The rich get richer. The poor hover. People that need help. We're a very compassionate nation. We help people that need help. But they hover. They just don't seem to get ahead in life. The middle class is shrinking rapidly. The erosion of the middle class should alarm people. And I think there are people looking at it and talking about it. Another one of the pillars, social media. You know, part of our problems may be social media, our attention spans. You know, the politics of social media, the incivility, whatever side of the aisle you're on, it doesn't matter. The other side is evil and should be canceled or eradicated. That's scary stuff.
That sounds like fake news.
It's very fake news. Doesn't matter which side.
No, I learn everything from Facebook. It wouldn't lie to me. It's my friend.
Of course. I mean, it's our number one news source. I mean, and you know, if you go home for Thanksgiving and Orange Man good or Orange Man bad or whatever, and you disown a family member, does anybody see that as problematic? You know, we should be able to communicate and converse and maybe even help convert people to our way of thinking. But we're so polarized. So it's just, and it's not getting better. It's getting worse. You know, now you have to start talking about the metaverse. You know, one of my favorite examples of Facebook during the virus, when we first started getting a toilet paper shortage. Remember that? The Great Depression of toilet paper. By the way,
that's going to be in textbooks one day.
Right. And we can't make specific financial recommendations, obviously, because there's all kinds of different people listening. How do you like that, compliance department? We got your back, Karen. But I have a recommendation that's kind of general and not financial. Buy a bidet.
Yeah. All of a sudden you don't need toilet paper. Genius.
Yes. Save a bunch of old phone books and leaves. That's a different story. Buy a bidet, seriously. So the toilet paper shortage, when that thing started, it was funny. A few people were talking about it as soon as it grew legs on Facebook. People that had a ton of toilet paper. I can't say a bad word here. I'd say, you know what, ton. People that had a ton of toilet paper were out buying more toilet paper. You can never have enough of that stuff. And then the people that didn't have any toilet paper were out buying it. It was Facebook. Everybody started. It's just, it gets to all of us instantly. So, and lastly, I know this one is real heavy, but is there a chance that this country ever divides? Could we have a new civil war? And yes, I'm going to tie all this in financially. I mean, I really will bring all this financially over the weeks. But, you know, I mean, could we go to a divide where there's red states, blue states, haves versus the have-nots, vaccinated versus non-vaccinated, black versus white? I mean, there's so many different ways that we're polarized. And I know those are sweeping generalizations, but what is the one thing that the financial markets generally tend to dislike? Unknowns, the fear of the unknown. What do we not care for as people? Unknowns. You know, being our first radio show, what made it difficult today? The unknown. We don't know what to expect. You know, people may think we are horrible and they don't want to listen to us. And that's just in our own families. I mean, I can't even imagine people that accidentally found 960 AM The Patriot and went, what in the heck is this?
I mean, Sam doesn't even want to listen to us, but we paid him. So now he's stuck with us. At least we've got an audience of one. This whole show is just going to be dedicated to making Sam laugh.
I love how Sam stays muted. And some of the stuff Sam would say as we go would probably, we don't want to hear it.
I mean, this is a radio show, but we are recording too. I think we're going to be up on YouTube eventually. So you can see Sam's face and how upset he is all the time at us. He's just so disappointed. Now he's just covered in his eyes. He's like,
And I was waiting, Anthony. I would have placed my bets on the over-under, how long it would take you to say that we have a face for radio, which is why I went on radio, not TV. But sooner or later,
last time we went on radio, and they still put makeup on me.
I do remember that.
That was hilarious.
I do remember that. We did a little radio spot, and they actually put makeup on Anthony. I thought that was the funniest thing ever. I'm like, don't I get makeup? No, you're already pretty.
You're beautiful the way you are.
All right, so I know we have to wrap it up here soon. You know, one thing to pique your interest, there's people calling us. You know, I mean, is it really going to get bad? Do I need to be buying guns and ammo and gold and silver? You know, what do I do? Do I buy land out of the city and dig a spider hole? You know, some of the people that might start listening to us, they're worried. They're really worried. There's people that are very worried. And we are going to go over all those options. We've looked at things like people buying a bidet. You know, we make jokes about it, but really not a bad purchase. You know, we have a friend that represents a company called Tower Garden. If you're worried about scarcity and food supply issues, you know, we can help you get to somebody that does indoor gardening. It's like hydroponics in a very small space. So, well, let's
for
do this.
People Anthony. Watching the video, I just showed off my Tower Garden in the office.
Nice.
But you can't so really
give crazy. People our phone number again and start getting out of here. And
yeah, are you going to do it?
I'll do it. So we are conveniently located in Sun City, Arizona. We have a little satellite office up near Snowflake, Arizona. We're statewide. We are somewhat countrywide, especially now in the day and age of Zoom and all these other ways to still see people. So call us. What we really are excited about is sooner or later when we get to have you call in and ask questions, when we get to have you email questions, we love to hear ourselves talk. What we really want to do is hear you talk. We want, if you have a question, other people do too. And we are going to get to those questions and we are going to help people.
So at our website, rochfordfinancial.com, there's a little link in there and you can email us directly with your questions. And again, you know, we're going to have another website set up soon. But for now, reach us at rochfordfinancial.com. Give us a call, 623-523-0444. Number again is 623-523-0444. And thank you again for listening to our first episode of Another Money Show.
We'll talk to you soon.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest if any exist. Investment advisory services offered through Ridge Capital Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor. Ridge Capital Advisors and Rochford & Associates are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through Ridge Capital but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and unless otherwise stated are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.